If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Peter Greenberg, travel expert, host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio, joins us every Friday. And I'm told you are in Malta today. My gosh.
That prompted
me to jump online real quick and take a look. Looks very beautiful.
It is. It's an amazing location. And if you look at it historically, Lisa, everybody came here and made their mark, from Marco Polo to Napoleon. And the history still lives. It's unbelievable.
And Catholicism is huge, so I would imagine there must be a lot of talk about the passing of Pope Francis.
There is. In fact, on the way here, I transited at the Rome airport, which, of course, as you can imagine, was almost in a lockdown state because of all the heads of state coming for the funeral tomorrow. And services are here everywhere in Malta.
I was reading a few articles. The Southwest CEO says the U.S. airline industry is already in recession. American Airlines said they're waiting for tariff clearance before they actually come out on their 2025 guidance. What is happening with the airline industry?
Well, they're trying to tell you that everything is fine. It's not. They got hit very badly with the tariffs because it's fear, F-E-A-R, the worst four-letter word that starts with F in the English language as it applies to travel. And the numbers are down from foreign travelers to the U.S., down over 40% in some cases, depending on the countries, down even more than that from Canada. And if there are fewer seats coming over, there are fewer seats going back, meaning fewer people, a lot of empty seats. So those quarterly earnings projections have been slashed at least in half by many airlines. And I don't know what American is waiting for. I can tell you right now, it's not looking good.
Well, and you would think prices would drop, but I really haven't noticed a huge drop in airline prices.
Well, the drop in airline prices has been on international routes. Domestically, not so much, because as people are deciding, you know what, I'm not going to travel overseas this year, that doesn't mean they're not going to travel. It means this could be the summer of the great American road trip or domestic travel within the 48 continental U.S. states. Now, the other problem with the airfares is, for the next week or two, maybe even 3 weeks, airfares will be down. But then the airlines will adjust by schedule, but by capacity, meaning they're going to start downsizing the actual size of the aircraft they're using on a lot of routes that are, like, empty these days. So you'll have smaller planes flying more full. Now we have the law of supply and demand kicked in, and now you have higher airfares. So the buyer's market for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then the airlines will adjust.
Hey, Peter, I was thinking of bringing a group to Malta next year, and is it sustainable for a week for a tour?
Oh, my God, yes. Well, I'm over here right now doing my next one-hour global television special called Hidden Malta. Believe me, we're not running out of content. It's amazing. It's not one island, it's three islands. There's Comino, there's Gozo, and there, of course, is the major island of Valletta, and it's amazing.
Well, and from there, you could probably pop over to Morocco pretty easily, right?
Well, remember, I told you I just changed planes in Rome. That's only a 1.5-hour flight away. If you look at the map, you're close to everything, and that's one of the reasons why it was such a strategic location historically for everybody going one way or the other. They stopped in Malta.
All right, I want a list of 6 restaurants that can house 40 people. I want you to pick a hotel for us, and then we'll be all set.
All right, I'll get back to you in about 3 months.
One of our texters said, have you been to the salt mines? They ordered their salt from Malta.
Funny you should mention that. I'm going up there actually on Monday. And the salt stuff that they do here is absolutely amazing. And I'm going to be out there harvesting salt with them on Monday.
Interesting. One of the articles I wanted to get your comment on is, everybody tries to sell you a portable travel gadget, but this is the one that would measure carbon monoxide. And every once in a while, when people are traveling in Mexico or the islands, you hear the terrible outcome when they succumb to carbon monoxide poisoning. Is that something that you carry or you would suggest?
I do. And in fact, you can get them on Amazon, as a matter of fact. They're very small. They're portable, battery-powered. They're about $49. And you know what? Not every hotel usually has one if they meet the local fire codes in the U.S. But once you get outside the U.S. or you're staying at an Airbnb, good luck. They don't. That's why you bring the portable carbon monoxide sensor.
Okay, a couple questions from our listeners. What do you think of the Rocky Mountaineer Rail Tour through the Canadian Rockies? Also, is it better to book direct or book through Fresh Tracks Canada? That's from William in Chicago.
I've done a trip twice. It goes from Banff all the way out to Vancouver. It's before you actually book the trip, go back and listen to Gordon Lightfoot. Remember Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah.
He wrote that song, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy, about building the trains across Canada. And now you get to do it in style in the Rocky Mountaineer. I really love what they do. It's not a long trip. It's only about a day and a half. You overnight in one just one point, and it's great. How you book it is different. If you're going to book the trip direct, that's okay. But you can also go through a travel agent who may have a preferred supplier relationship with that company and maybe get you a better deal.
Someone is asking if you need anything other than a passport to travel to Italy. Their trip is May 18th through the 31st.
And the answer is that's all you need, because initially they were going to have something in the European Union last year called the ETIAS. It's essentially an electronic travel authorization. It would have cost you about $15, $16. You would have had to have it before you traveled. Well, guess what? Last year they postponed it because of the Olympics in France. They didn't want to mess people up. And this year was supposed to kick in last week, in the third week of April, and they postponed it again to 2026. So guess what? You don't need it. The only time you're going to need that electronic visa is if you're going to the United Kingdom. That does kick in. It already has kicked in as of the beginning of this year.
And do you carry a carry-on or a collapsible backpack? Those seem to be in vogue these days.
I am not a backpacker, so that's not what I carry. What I do carry is a small folding bag that can double as an additional carry-on if I have to check something else. But other than that, no.
All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy Malta. We'll be listening this weekend.
You got it, Lisa.
That's Peter Greenberg, Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. You also see him on PBS, CBS, and you should check out his website, petergreenberg.com. It's always a wealth of information.